This is Ramble Fab and ASMR because I'm whispering. I'm gonna talk to you about some of my sickest fantasies. First one I can think of is being locked in someone's basement and being forced to get off for them. It's like I enjoy the idea of being bullied and tortured and say my kidnapper ties my hands together but tells me I have to get off. Like, how? My hands are tied together and, like, tied up to the ceiling, and so I can't move my hands. Like, I can't lower my arms, but they still expect me to get myself off and then yell at me when I can't reach my guns with my hands, even though they're the ones that tied them. Like, stuff like that. I'm getting really, really close, but I've been getting a lot better at edging, so it's okay. I can talk through it. Oh, sorry. My stomach is growling. Okay, what else? Let's stay with the basement theme. So, I don't know if being locked up in a basement constitutes, you know, like, parental care from your kidnapper. I don't know if they are going to give me blankets or water, food, or light, or if this is like a concrete basement and like a mattress with no sheets, no pillows. I don't know. If you ask me which one I prefer, I'm sure that many of you can gauge by now masochistic I am, so I would get more turned on with how, you know, dangerous and unappealing everything looks if I had a soft bed and warm clothes and yummy food and refreshing water. I'd feel like I was being taken care of, yes. But I would also end up feeling like this person's gonna let me go. Which, I wouldn't want that to be the case. But I guess they could probably just psychologically make me believe that, you know, all this good stuff is because I'm good, and if I'd be bad, then they'll make it all go away. You know, that would be actually really nice. Okay. You know that thing where people say, like, So for me, I really, really like words of affirmation because I never got that as a kid. But I realize that my kinks also come from that because as much as I don't enjoy being yelled at by my parents, I enjoy being yelled at by my sexual partner because I want them to hurt me. I guess I want them to, not my parents, but I want people or my sexual partner to hurt me, but also take care of me. Like, I want the thrill of the pain and the torture and the mental, like, fuckery. But I also don't want, like, the PTSD from it, and I don't want the drama that comes from it. Because I know that my partner is going to provide all of that psychological abuse, but also provide all of the aftercare that comes with it. That makes me really excited to live with my partner. Sorry, I didn't mean to talk loud. I'm excited to live with him. Alright, dark fantasy. Oh, I just cracked my arm. Another dark fantasy would be walking alone at night and being approached by a few guys, like four or five. You know, they stop and they try to talk to you, and at first they're just being super nice and like, hey, like, what are you doing out here? You shouldn't be out here. You know, you look so pretty, and it'd be a shame if something happened to you. You know, stuff like that, and then I would obviously get scared. I'd get scared and I would be like, you know, get out of my way, like, move, like, get the fuck out of my way, fuck off, like, fuck you, you're not fucking scaring me, you know, shit like that. Like, I try to be a big guy, you know, and I'd physically try to get out of their way, so I'd, like, try to burrow through, like, a gap, you know, they might have left in between a few guys or whatever. Obviously, me making physical contact is giving them permission to make physical contact with me, so, you know, push comes to shove, and I'm being dragged around. Probably wasn't a good idea to make this. I literally just woke up, but it was so horny. You know what makes me really turned on is It makes me like so excited because like I don't know.
I do know
because I very easily get like crushes on people from their voices, and sorry, I'm gonna try to keep whispering because I've been doing pretty well in keeping like the voice low. I develop such big crushes on people through their voices. I don't care what the fuck you look like. If you can melt me from just being like, wow, you're such a good girl. Like, no, I'm sorry, I'm deceased. There's no way. Like, you can have your way with me. But I will say that I've only ever had, like, male. You know, he, him, or maybe people that are non-binary, but I've never had, like, all-out females, like, femme people be like, hey, I listen to your stuff, and I get off to you, and I want you to listen to my stuff. It's for females. Oh, you know what it is? I've never posted a female for female audio. That's why. OMG. Am I still recording? I am. Sorry, I feel like I've been getting kind of loud. Okay, let's see. What the fuck was I talking about? I'm not even touching myself anymore. I got so tired of it. Alright. I love females. Oh my god. I want tits in my face right now. Should we talk about, like, more F for F stuff? We can. Do you want to? I want to. I feel like I'm pretty sure, like, 90% of my, you know, followers or viewers or listeners or people that, like, check up on my page and stuff, like people, you know, are 90% male. Like 10% female, just because I don't get many like DMs from people either saying like, oh, like I was rubbing my clit to you. Like it's for the most part, it's guys saying what they're doing to their cocks. Which is fine. I'm just saying like, that's what I get. I don't get, you know, girls. I'll get girls like once in a while. Alright, fuck it, I'm talking about girls. Girls. I kinda wanna make my own audio, like a separate audio for girls. Okay, let's go back to RambleFap talking about dark, twisted fantasies. And then I'm gonna make a separate audio talking to just women or non-binary people. Yeah. Okay, I kind of want to make that audio right now, though. How long have I been recording? Okay, 15 minutes. Come on, that's fine. All right, I'm going to turn this off, and I'm going to go make an audio that is for females. All right, okay, thank you for listening.